Well, thank you very much for having me on this morning. The House Republicans, as everyone might remember, on September the 19th, we passed what we call a clean CR. And what that means is there are no riders, there are no surprises, just making sure we could keep the government open until November the 21st so we could finish all our 12 appropriation bills so we can make sure that we do things in the proper manner so we don't keep doing these continuing resolutions or what they sometimes call omnibuses toward the end of the year when they put everything in there but the kitchen sink. So this bill went over to the Senate, and once again, last night, the Senate Democrats rejected that short-term clean CR. Now, let me just say this. The Democrats have voted 13 times for clean CRs through the Biden administration. It's also important to point out that this legislation, this spending, is actually the levels that the Biden administration had. So what we're doing when you do a quote-unquote continuing resolution, you're just continuing on what we already had. But we just want to get this thing where we can have it. Now, what the Democrats counter-proposed was this. They want $1.5 trillion in more spending. $1.5 trillion, that's T as in Tom. And the problem with that is that when you look where their money's going, what they're going to do is it's going to hurt our rural hospitals. They take the $50 billion that we allocated for rural hospitals back in July. They also take the Medicaid spending, and then they're going to start giving it back to illegals. And then what we said is when we passed the legislation for Medicaid, we said, look, if we want to save Medicaid, it's there for pregnant women, children, the elderly, and the disabled, not people that don't want to work, not people that came across the border illegally, but that's exactly what the Democrats want to do. And so we're in an impasse now over in the Senate because they have to get 60 votes to be able to bring the bill up to the floor. And last night it failed again. So I really think, for them to admit it, they, just like President Trump, they're absolutely a really far left liberal base. Earlier in the year when we had to pass another shorter term continuing resolution, we're furious that they didn't take on Trump. Again, they hate him. And so it really comes down to, this is what they want. But I'm going to tell them this. This is my fourth government shutdown since I've been in Congress, and they fail. If you get into this thing, it's easy to shut the government down, but how to get it reopened? Because if anybody then on their side blinks, they're going to be said that, they didn't do what the far left base wanted them to do. And Chuck Schumer, who's the Senate minority leader from New York, is afraid of being primaried by AOC. So you've got all these different dynamics going on, but it's a real problem because it's going to be a really hard time getting the government reopened. Right now, we're not in session this week, so I'm in the district working. The best way to say it is what we're doing, we're communicating, we're trying to explain to people exactly what's going on out there. So it's really a situation that we've got to get, as I said, I've been through three previous shutdowns, two that Republicans shut down the government and got nothing out of it. And so, people think, well, if you shut down the government, we're going to save some money. Actually, it costs more money to reopen the government, and it also all of the government employees who aren't going to get paid, who are furloughed, we pay them in the end anyway. And that's one of the reasons why I've said that I do not want to be paid. So I sent a letter to the House administration saying that I do not want to be paid during the shutdown because if our military and if our other federal employees can't be paid, I don't want to be paid either. Well, my offices are open. My district office, my D.C. office, we're working. We want to make sure we can keep things going. Our problem is if we start new casework or working on existing casework with departments and agencies that aren't open right now, it's going to get farther behind, and that's a real problem because we've seen, especially with the Internal Revenue Service, from COVID, when they shut down, they are way behind still trying to catch up. And I know, because I sign every one of those constituent letters when we're working on IRS issues for people. you know, Social Security checks, Medicare checks, VA checks are going to be delivered. But the problem is that you're in a situation with the some of the other things that functions that they do that they're not going to be doing as they might have their people furloughed.